President, and thank you for this opportunity to update the meeting of the States Parties of the financial situation of the convention. Allow me to start with a personal note. I was away for a while from this process and was really disappointed when I came back this year to see it facing challenges, including one of the worst, or probably the worst, financial crisis in its history. So what is the situation as of yesterday? Next slide, please. Here it is. You will recall that our budget for this year is a little bit over $400,000. As of yesterday, the available cash was a little bit over $346,000. We were at 86% collection rate, which basically means that on the last day of the meeting, we are facing a financial deficit of almost 15%, over $56,000. This has, as you know, seriously impacted the work of the meeting in terms of shortening the official plenary meetings, but also probably even more importantly of preventing the timely submission of several documents, and several documents are still not translated and will not be translated until the funds are available, which is a clear violation of the convention, of the rules of procedure, and of course of the principle of multilateralism. Multilingualism, sorry. This is not a new problem. We have faced, and as you reminded all the delegates, there are a number of decisions of the States Parties on the financial situation of the convention and how to deal with that. If you look at the second table on the bottom, you can see that we still have deficit in relation with the budget for last year, over 8,000. As well as for the projects which are already closed, actually, over some $30,000 for the project until 2022. We are aware that one of the reasons for the problems we are facing is the very tight budget, which has no flexibility whatsoever. But the main reason is unpaid contributions. Next slide, please. And this is, for instance, the list of states which have outstanding contributions for 3 and more years. Usually we have many of the previous slide, please, yeah. Usually by the end of the year we manage to have something like 95% collection rate, so we are always in a deficit, but usually we manage with this. The second big problem is, next slide, is the late payment of the contributions. And this is the list, as you see, it's I think something like 35 states which have not yet paid their contribution for the current year. Pursuant to the decisions you referred to, Madam President, and pursuant to the rules and regulations of the United Nations, which are actually imposed by the UN member states, by you, for the United Nations to provide the assistance and support it is requested, the funds must be available 3 months in advance. 3 months in advance of this meeting, we had a deficit of over 25%. 2 months in advance, we had a deficit of over 25%. 1 month in advance, we had a deficit a little bit less than 25%, which allowed us at the very last moment to shorten the meeting with only 1 day. But still, it had, as I said, a huge impact on multilingualism. So I take this opportunity to call on all the states to, first of all, the states with outstanding contributions to pay them as soon as possible, and also all other states to make whatever is possible to pay the contributions in advance of the meeting so that we can proceed with all the services in time. You understand, I mean, we will, the United Nations will translate all the documents, if we have, of course, the financial resources, and we will have them probably because most of these countries will pay. But it makes very little sense to have these documents translated by the end of the year, probably except for the historians. Thank you, Madam President.